Breakfast with Martin Bester.
So how's this story? Read this article about this university student. She got a new roommate. Now, I also had a roommate at varsity. At Res, the rooms are quite small. Well, mine was anyway. So it's quite intimate. So what that means is that your roommate, you know, when your roommate does something, you know about it, right? When your roommate decorates their part of the room with something, it's not going to go unnoticed. Mm-hmm. It's an intimate space. So she got a new roommate. She thought to herself that the roommate covered her wall with pictures of people which she thought are old singers. And she thought to herself, it's quite a hipster, hey? Old singers on the wall because these are faces of people that she didn't recognize. Then she found out, hang on now, these aren't pictures of old singers. They are pictures of serial killers. The entire wall. Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, Ed Gein, remember him? The one that made belts from... So she asked this lady, Leanne, to take them down, but she refuses. So now she feels a little bit uncomfortable in her dorm room space.
A little bit?
A little bit.
Sure.
And when I read this article, I had flashbacks of my first year roommate. I'm not going to mention his name. My first year, listen to this. My first year roommate covered his wall in pictures of...
Britney Spears.
Boobs.
Oh. Well, that personally surprised me.
Naked boobs the entire room. All good and well. Until my parents came to see my room for the very, very first time. What can you do? It's like a big wall. You can't cover it. It is there. So all they could, you know, just say is, Universiteitsstudent daarom. I was like, yeah, that's old Greg, my roommate. And the weirdest part of me, part of it was, Greg wasn't like making excuses about it. It's just how it is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to open a bit of a young confession session this morning. If you've had any weird experiences with roommates or flatmates, talk to me. Confession session, she's open.
The Confession Session with Martin Bester.
Let's hear.
I had a housemate a few years back that was so revolting. Even though I made it clear from the start that we're just housemates, he was convinced that I was going to fall in love with him. He actually landed up getting arrested in the end.
Oh.
I had to actually trick him into moving out of my place. I had to make him think me and him were looking at a bigger place, you know, for us, blah, 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 just to get him out of my house. Oh, my gosh. He was hectic, hectic, hectic. And all along, he was actually married.
What?
Still.
There's just a whole lot wrong there, man. Sorry about that experience.
084-850-0942. Een lang dag van klas en my pel kom by die huis met sy meisie en hulle het nie gedink ek is daar nie. Hulle toe hulle daad gedoen in die gang van die woonstel reg voor my deur. Dit was ongelooflik geweest wat ek gehoor het. En so half later moes ek van hom opstaan en uitstap by die deur uit en toe het hulle besef ek was daar geweest die hele tyd. Baie awkward geweest.
Awkward. Maak die deur op loop weer gaaf like. Hello. Oh, brother, keep it coming. I knew this was going to be a good one. 084-850-0942. That's the thing about Res rooms, the Res I was at it anyway, at varsity. Man, there was like kind of a room divider, but only on the desk. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So only the desk divided.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As for the rest, I eventually put a little bar fridge between us so that when I lay on my bed, I can't see.
It's a bit weird.
Oof. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Until one night that... have I named him already? Mm-mm. I think I have. Okay, forget about it. Mm-mm. Until one night, I woke up from... So the back of my fridge, there was a pipe or something, and I had like a grocery bag over it for some reason. I can't remember why. So I hear the sound of the grocery bag rustling, you know, like making a noise.
Yeah.
I was like, what is happening? So I switch on my light, and my roommate was in his sleep taking a wee against the back of my fridge. Against
the bed. No, but this explains a lot, eh? I feel like you've been through a lot in life. My genade.
That was my first year. He's wolf full of boobs and they're piecing his my French.
Heb jy getrek?
Keep it coming. Nee, ek was al vir 3 jaar. Sorry, he moved out after the first year. Yes,
thank goodness.
He was final year, his first year. So he couldn't even complain.
Môre môre, dankie self.
Lekker dankie. Het jy 'n interessante storie om te deel?
Ja, interessant, scary, weird. Ek weet nie wat jy noem het, maar wat jy wil.
Bring it.
Ja, so my flatmate het gesleepwalk. Dan sal ek goed hoor in die aand die deur wat oopgaan of wat ook. En dan word jy wakker, want jy dink, miskien is dit iets wat gebeur.
Een inbreek.
En dan, ja, en dan sal ek opstaan en dan sien ek die deur is oop en as niemand, dan weet ek al wie hy Hy is alweer buiten in die tuin of wat ook al.
What?
Die een aand word ek toe nou wakker, want ek hoor water loop in my kamer.
Mm-mm.
En ek skrik eers, want ek sien daar staan iemand in my kamer. Dit is hy wat dink my kamerdeur is die toilet.
Jy sien! Dis is my varsity fat, mate, wat in my huiskas gebeur. Ek sê hom ons, it happens, it's strange.
En ek vra, wat maak jy hier? En toe kom ek achter... Hy slaap. Hy het nie geantwoord nie. Ek los hom toe my mama, laat hy klaarmaak en vat hom bed toe en die volgende oggend laat ek hom maar skoonmaak. Hy wou my nie glo nie, maar vat hom toe na my kamer toe. Dit is mos nou, jy kan sien 'n steen as iemand teen 'n boom
sy
ding doen of wat ook al. Jy sien dit in my kamer muur en toe moet hy nou maar skoonmaak. Toe vertel ek al sy vriende en toe lag ons almal vir hom, even nou nog, dis al 2 jaar terug.
The gift that keeps giving. Dankie vir jou story, Chantal, waardeer
dit. Alright.
Cool, bye.
Cool. Okay, bye.
Get quite creepy, hey? Imagine waking up in the middle of the night, your housemate is just standing there still, looking all frozen.
Môre Martin, het Sonic van Centurion af. Ek het so paar jaar terug saam met so 'n meisie 'n huis gedeel. In die derde kamer het 'n ander ou gebly, maar die ons se voet het ongelooflik gestink. Die hele huis vol een van ons kamers. Ons het toe saam 'n plan gemaak om hierdie ou uit te kry. Hy het toe die dag toe ons altyd by die werk is, chicken livers weggesteek oralste oor die huis. En toe hy nou uit is, 'n paar weke later toe begin die hele huis vrot. En toe ons het begin rondsoek, toe vind ons nou alles hierdie chicken livers.
Ag nee. Dan verstaan ek jy, was dit nou voete gewees of chicken livers?
Ek dink albei.
Het hy dit teruggekry?
Ja, it's a lot.
Spiteful.
Ja. Yeah.
That's a whole lot right there. I'm so nauseous now.
When I was studying in Cape Town, I lived in a house with an old lady who actually stole all my stuff and gave it to Cash Crusaders. And as the months went by, I just saw that the CDs got less and basically any odd item of mine would go to Cash Crusaders. So very weird.
Very strange old lady.
Hallo Gert, hierso. By die brandweer gewerk hier in die vroeë 90s het ons 'n kamermaat gehad met die naam van Andre. Baie weird karakter gewees. Nou het nie geslaap nie. As ons gaan lê en slaap het nou nadat ons dienste gedoen is in die aande, dan as jy wakker word, het daai ou op sy bed gesit en hy het reguit na jou toe gestaar en die hele tyd vir jou gekyk hoe jy slaap. En dit het ons almal uitgevreet. So ons het hier langsam met hom in 'n kamer geslaap.
Why?
What is happening?
Imagine waking up and the guys are staring at you. Why?
Wake up with Martin Bester.
Stop class.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.